Passage 49. 1. What was the purpose of the English-only sign, according to Joey Vento? To help immigrants to... and assimilate into U.S. society. 2. What does one Latino activist think of the English-only sign? It is... 3. What provision does the immigration bill passed by the U.S. Senate include? A provision to make English... Eatery's English-only sign raises ire. A sign in a landmark Philadelphia restaurant asking customers to order in English is sparking controversy in the metropolis known as the City of Brotherly Love. According to the owner of Gino's Steaks, Joey Vento, the sign, "This is America," when ordering, "Speak English," is intended to encourage immigrants to learn the language and assimilate into U.S. society. But one Latino activist said it's racist. The controversy comes amid a national debate over immigration in the United States. The U.S. Senate passed an immigration bill this May that includes a provision which would make English the national language. The 66-year-old Joey Vento, whose grandparents moved to the United States from Italy, posted the sign about 6 months ago. He says that he is helping the immigrants speak English, and he has no intention of removing, which has made some people angry. Roberto Santiago, executive director of Philadelphia's Council of Spanish-Speaking Organizations, said he was appalled by the policy. He thought what Vento had said indicated that he was racist. It seemed that Vento was saying that he didn't like those brown faces in his community, and he would do everything he could to get them out of there. Santiago said he has urged Latinos to boycott Gino's Steaks, a fixture in South Philadelphia's Little Italy neighborhood, which has seen an influx of Hispanic immigrants in recent years.
Ire. Spark. Controversy. Metropolis. Assimilate. Provision. Appall. Boycott. Fixture. Influx.
That Japanese guest is complaining again.
What? We've already served him hand and foot. What else does he expect of us?
Thank you.